Hi everyone, it's Jo. I thought I would do a quick update. I'm quite excited. It is late, it's after midnight, but I've put it on Facebook and I thought, oh, do you know what? I'll do an audio boom. This year started off a bit, well, last year, as you know, we moved house at the end of November and we had a real fight on our hands getting our deposit or bond, whatever you want to call it, back off our letting agent. Well, that's finally come to fruition. We decided not to pursue it and take it to court because we just kind of wanted to close the book, as it were, but she didn't protect our bond or deposit, but out of her own money she gave it us back, so we've decided to leave it. I know some might say that we should have pursued it to help others in the future, but to be honest, we just had enough and she was so difficult. One of Jodie's friend's dads came to look at our cooker. For those who don't know, the cooker blew the electrics in the house. Well, it tripped the fuse box, and when Rob put the fuse back, you know, one of those where you kind of just flick a switch, the modern fuse boxes, it just went again, and there was a horrendous smell of burning electric. Jodie was really terrified, but anyway, after much pursuit, because lots of people wouldn't come out because it's a dual fuel cooker, Jodie's friend's dad came out and he managed to isolate the thermostat, which was apparently what had blown. And we have the main cooker and the hob that we can use, but he's ordered a part. He's ordered the thermostat, and the only bit we can't use at the minute is the grill and second smaller oven, so at least we're able to have hot meals, so that is brilliant. Got the washing machine fixed. I think I might have already said that at some point. Things started looking up because Rob got his new driving licence because we moved. He needed the address updating, and he still had one of the old paper licences, so he's got his photographic licence now. So he's officially got a form of photographic ID because he doesn't have a passport yet. So his licence came through and we were able to order the new car. So our Nissan Note went back to the garage today and we picked up our new Vauxhall Astra, and they don't call them estates anymore. Apparently it's a sports tourer, and they call it dark sky blue, but it's a midish blue, I think, and it's very nice. It doesn't have a sat nav, but I'm quite pleased about that, because the sat nav in the Nissan Note, flipping heck, it lost the plot. I tell you, latterly it was I was having to use my iPhone to give Rob navigation, give him directions, should I say, because the sat nav was just off this planet. I don't know what planet she was on, but it certainly wasn't planet Earth. So we have a nice brand new car. When we picked it up, it had done 4 miles. So that's really nice. And then late on this afternoon, just as we were about to leave the house to pick the car up, I got the best news ever, and that is that I have a potential match for a new guide dog. On Monday morning, Debbie, the GDMI, is going to come out with the dog. I'm not going to say anything about it yet. I'm not going to say the name, the breed or anything, because I don't want to jinx it, and I don't want to say anything in case it's not a match. It's basically what will happen is she will bring the dog, and she won't bring it into the house. I will go out and do a walk with the dog and see what I think, see what she thinks. If we're happy, then the dog will be brought in to meet Bonnie, who's my retired guide dog, and Rob and everything. Jodie will be at school, and if we're all happy, then it'll be a match, and I'll say more then, but I just feel a bit reluctant to say anything in case it isn't a match, and I've kind of just jumped the gun. But I'm really excited. It must be about 16 months now that I've been waiting for a dog, and I'm thrilled. When she phoned up, I was like, oh, you know, that's brilliant. And she was like, I can come Monday, but it'd be really early. I'd be there about 9:30, which isn't really, really early, but it's early. She said, otherwise it's going to be Thursday. I went, oh, no, you can come on Monday. That's absolutely fine. So I'm chuffed a bit. I'm just hoping that it is a match and that I'm happy and she's happy and everything goes according to plan. But I could be training with a new guide dog imminently, which is fantastic news. So happy new year on that front. So new home, new car, new dog. what could be nicer, really. It's things are going well, and I'm just really pleased. Jodie's off to France next Tuesday. She's getting a bit nervous because it's the first time she's been abroad. We're going to get her Euros tomorrow, and hopefully she's going to be sharing a room with two of her friends that are in her form at school. But they're going on the ferry, and then they come back on the on their coach, but on a channel tunnel. So they're doing two different ways. But it sounds gorgeous where they're going to stay. It's a hostel, but it sounds quite posh. And it's full board, which is great. And they're going to do the Bayeux tapestry. They're going to do one of the Normandy landing beaches. They're going to do the cemeteries, both Allied and German, to give them a contrast, because that's part of their history, what they're studying in history. And on Friday, the highlight for most of the kids, I think, is that they are going to visit a chocolaterie. I think is the way I should say it, but a chocolate shop, and they're going to show them how it's made and do demos, and they'll be able to buy things and what have you. So it's going to be a good trip. It's to combine history and French, so she's excited but nervous at the same time, but I'm hoping she'll be fine. So it's all good. The weather's freezing. We had a little bit of sleet yesterday, but it was so much rain that it just didn't stick or anything, which is normally the case down here. But I know other people have had a lot of snow. I think they're the main things, really, other than the fact that we went up to my friend's husband's funeral last Friday in Wales, which I spoke about in a previous boo, and I didn't mention any names. That's not really my business to do that, but if funerals can be good, this one was. It was what they wanted. It was a celebration of a life rather than really... you know, some funerals can be very, very sad, can't they? I mean, it was sad, but the order of service had lots of photographs in of him and my friend and him in his earlier years, and it was brilliant, and the eulogies were brilliant. You got a real sense of the man that he was in his earlier years and latterly, and it was, the wake was great. There was a really good turnout and lots of people together, family, friends, and I'm really glad that my friend was supported and that his family were supported, and it was good. I'm going to use the word good. It was a good funeral. It was a good send off, and it was a real celebration of a life. So yeah. Anyway, I think I'm probably going to run out of time. So I'm going to hit the sack and get some much needed sleep, and look forward to Monday and my visit, and see if the dog is a match. But once I know, I will put on Facebook and post a boo and tell you all about the pooch. And one way or the other, whether it's a match or it isn't, I will either be happy or very sad. But these things happen. But I'm crossing everything. So if you've got positive thoughts that you could send my way, I'd really appreciate it. And if you could cross your fingers for me that this goes well, then that would be much appreciated. And I hope if you're affected by the weather that you're all staying safe and as warm as possible. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye. Pause recording.